I'd like to talk today on this topic that missing Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin. It is rarely taught today, sadly, by many brother priests of mine, and I say that to our shame. The new catechism, I'm not even talking about the old Baltimore catechism or the old Roman catechism, but even the new catechism indicates that those who miss Mass on Sunday without a serious excuse commit grave, or that is to say, mortal sin. This teaching has not been changed. It is still the teaching of the Church. And so the question then becomes, well, why is it a mortal sin to miss Mass? Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, plainly put, God put it in the Ten Commandments. One time somebody said to me, well, God doesn't care if I go to Mass on Sunday. And I said, well, I wonder why he put it in the top ten, you know, to keep holy the Sabbath. The book of Leviticus spells out that commandment, which is that on the Sabbath you shall do no sort of work and you shall keep sacred assembly. Leviticus in the 33rd chapter. And so the commandment is clear from the Old Testament, which we as New Testament Christians receive and observe on Sundays now by command of the apostles, who must have received it from Christ himself. And so it is that we observe this commandment as an obligation. It is not a suggestion. It is not simply something we're encouraged to do. It is something that we are commanded to do. Another reason that missing Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin is that in John chapter 6 and verse 53, the Lord says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That is to say, if we are not receiving Holy Communion regularly, we are starving ourselves spiritually. Jesus says we have no life in us. It is a very serious thing not to feed ourselves spiritually. Many people today take excessive care of their bodies, but almost no care at all for their soul. And the body will die anyway. The soul will live forever. So it is that we have every obligation, even a greater obligation, to care for our souls than our bodies. To neglect confession and thereby fall away from the practice of receiving Holy Communion every Sunday is a very serious matter. And to intentionally miss Mass on Sunday without a very serious reason is a mortal sin. Now, this gospel that we just heard proclaimed indicates the kind of anger that God experiences. It simply speaks of a certain man, well, we know that that's God the Father, who gave a great feast for his Son, and that's Jesus. And he told the servants to go out and bring in the invited guests. And you know the story, they made different excuses. One needed to go to his new farm. Another needed to go look at some oxen he'd bought. Another one said, well, he just got married and he wants to spend extra time with his wife. None of these pursuits are necessarily evil. It's not wrong to purchase a farm or inspect the oxen or whatever. It's not wrong. It's certainly not wrong to get married and spend time with your wife. But they become wrong because the good becomes the enemy of the best. And each of them used these as excuses not to come to the banquet, to the wedding feast. Now, the reaction of the king, or in this case, the certain man, is to send them out and to bring others in, and therefore to disinvite those who had refused. Now, Matthew's version is even stronger. It says, the king grew angry and burned their town. Really extreme stuff. The point of both of these parables is that this is no small thing to refuse the invitation. This gospel, the more mild of the two, which does not mention the king burning their town, this gospel concludes with these words from the king. I tell you, none of those who were invited and refused will ever taste a morsel of my supper. Strong words. But you see, the Lord is angry when we refuse to eat. The Lord is angry when we refuse the invitation to come to the banquet of His Son. Again, every now and then, people say to me, God doesn't really care if I go to church or not. Well, what does this parable mean? Obviously, the Lord does care. Now, try to understand, though, God's anger. God's anger, His wrath, is His passion to set things right. And there it is, for the Lord earnestly wants to bring us to His house every Sunday to feed us, to nourish us, and to set right in our life that which needs to be set right. Every Sunday we're instructed in God's Word. Every Sunday we're fed with spiritual food, which is to strengthen us for the journey. Because the Lord has a passion to save us. And when we simply walk away from it, God is not neutral about that. God is angry. But remember, His anger isn't throwing the furniture and simply revengeful anger. His anger is meant to instruct us that this is a very serious matter. And so it is that ultimately the Lord will accept our refusal. And that's the first thing that this gospel means. If you don't want to come to heaven, you don't have to. Now, in a way, I want to suggest to you that those who refuse to go to Mass on Sunday are in effect rejecting heaven. They may not be immediately aware that they are, but follow with me for a moment. You see, everybody says they want to go to heaven, but it's a heaven that they define. I'll have harps and mansions and I'll see my loved ones and I'll be happy. It's a kind of an egocentric description of heaven. It's basically, I'll have what I want. That's heaven. But that is not the heaven of the Bible. The heaven of the Bible, the heart of heaven is to be with God in a communion of all the saints with God forever. And what are they doing in heaven? Well, open up your Bibles and read. Heaven is described as a great liturgy. There are candles, there's incense, there are hymns being sung, there is a lamb on a throne-like altar, there are saints gathered around. Does any of this sound familiar? It's church. They're having church up there. And the reason that the Lord invites us to the Holy Liturgy is to prepare us and get us ready for the great liturgy of heaven. In fact, we're joined to that liturgy of heaven. And in a way, therefore, what a person is saying is, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to sing hymns. It's too much trouble. I don't like to be told what to do in sermons. And I don't want to hear boring readings from the Bible. Well, in a way, what they're saying is, they're not interested in heaven. You see, again, everybody wants to go to heaven, but not everybody wants to live in the kingdom of God, which is what heaven really is. Another couple of examples. Everybody says they want to go to heaven. Well, guess what? In heaven, chastity is a prize. It's a great and a wonderful gift. There are a lot of people down here that don't want anything to do with chastity. In a way, they're saying, what heaven is, I don't want. Heaven is about a love for the truth. The truth of God. But there are a lot of people that live today saying they don't want the truth. They don't want to hear it. And when they do hear it, they call us names. There are a lot of people that don't want to love the poor, as we heard today in the first reading. But in heaven, the poor are loved. Jesus warns that if we don't take care of the poor, we cannot come to heaven. Over and over again, the Lord is trying to teach us what the kingdom of God is and what heaven is really about. It's about chastity. It's about love of our brothers and sisters. It's about liturgy. It's about God being at the center, not man, not me. It's about truth. It's about justice. It's about mercy. It's about love of the poor. This is what heaven really is. And yet many people are saying, what heaven is, I don't really want. And the danger is, there will come a day when God will simply say, I respect the choice that you have made. I respect it. I think it must cause God great sadness, but in the end, it is a respectful acceptance of the fact that there are simply some people who don't want what God offers. So brothers and sisters, pray. Many of our Catholic brothers and sisters are away from Mass, are away from the kingdom of God, are away from the truths and the values of the kingdom of God, and are in effect living their lives in such a way that they are saying, I don't want to go to Mass, I don't want the liturgy, I don't want to hear the Bible, I'm not interested in hearing about chastity or love of the poor or forgiveness. I don't want to hear those things. And in effect, very serious separations are taking place from what God offers. Brothers and sisters, it's a mortal sin to miss Mass. This text makes it clear. This text also warns us that in the end, God will... He doesn't go out and force them to come into this feast, does he? He respects their choice, but he says, because of this choice, they'll never have a morsel of my food. And what a great tragedy. So brothers and sisters, pray for those who are away from the church. Pray. Pray for every one of them. And not just pray for them, but explicitly invite them back. Bring them back to God's house. Memorize John chapter 6 and verse 53. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Amen.